29-year-old Kyle Terry faces 10 charges, including aggravated assault, robbery, and carjacking, after a number of incidents Friday night in downtown Pensacola. Police say Terry held a woman at gunpoint, demanded her car keys, and then fired a pistol in the Palafox Place area. There were no serious injuries reported.
First, I want to thank the Pensacola Police. A lot of things could have happened, and I'm glad they didn't. They moved swiftly to get that person in custody.
Mayor Robinson said there's no doubt that more of a police presence is needed in those areas, but for now, the issue is manpower, getting a full staffing level of 152 sworn officers.
And we'll actually probably need a couple more than that because we'll need some additional supervisory. I talked with Chief Leiter over the weekend while we were talking about this incident on Friday, and you know, he assured me that this is part of where he's trying to get to as he staffs up.
But help appears to be on the way. The next Police Academy class forms next month, and the hope is when they graduate in May, the police department will be at or near full numbers. Plus, there's an ongoing discussion about partnering with downtown businesses in setting up security cameras, with one apartment complex already ahead of the curve.
But when it comes to actually private buildings, Southtown is putting out their cameras. We just don't have enough people to be every single place. We're trying to be more present, but certainly surveillance does allow for us to do that. The city will certainly looking at things like the Jefferson Street parking deck that are city assets.
Another issue expected to be front and center in 2019 is what to do with the Port of Pensacola.
I made that very clear when I met with Amy and taken a tour over there. I want the port to be there. I want it to be successful. I want to generate revenue and create jobs, but I want it to do whatever it does to be compatible with what we've done downtown.
A study of the port by the California-based firm Moffitt & Nichol is due out in the next few weeks. The mayor and port director Amy Miller will then sit down and go through it.
The one thing that's clear is the desire to have a port, and it's the things I've told Amy. I think we're a niche port. I think the study will confirm that we're probably going to be a niche port, and we just need to find those niches that make the best sense for us and then allow Amy or whoever's the port director to go fill those as best as she can fill.
Robinson will not be attending the inauguration of Ron DeSantis as Florida's 46th governor on Tuesday, citing a full transitional workload. But he is looking forward to his new administration working with the new administration in Tallahassee.
We will be going over there in late January. I think a lot of it is much like us. They're going to be just settling in our first month here. We're all over the place, but I think we're getting more settled. So there's no doubt probably the first month for them is going to be a little bit crazy as well. But we'll try to stay over there and stay in front of them.
Mayor Grover Robinson will also kick off a series of town hall meetings on Thursday, January 24th at the Woodland Heights Resource Center on Berkeley Drive. The doors open at 5:30. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.